We are joined now by Josh Klingler of our sister station, 610 Sports Radio. Bob Fesco is there as well. Getting ready for the Super Bowl. What has already happened so far, and what are we looking forward to today?
We had players playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Outstanding.
Doing some fishing games. There was a magician with card tricks asking questions of the last night, the full-scale media blitz, and I use the term media loosely. It's a lot of television and Instagram personalities trying to do goofy things with football players. Does that sum it up, Bob?
Yeah, I think it pretty much does sum it up. I think the guy doing card tricks with Anthony Sherman, the sausage, was very funny to me. I don't know why I found that very interesting last night. So I was watching this guy do card tricks with him. And then there was a woman dressed as Dorothy, you know, because of the stereotypical we're not in Kansas anymore thing that always seemingly takes place when one of our teams goes somewhere, walking around asking Patrick if there's no place like Mahomes.
Oh, jeez. You know, I thought the key to the Super Bowl, I thought, saw somebody say it, is to focus on the game and not all the other stuff that's out there. It doesn't sound like that's working.
Well, it's kind of that one night. They kind of get it out of the system. It used to be, I think, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And they did bump it up to Monday night, and I feel like that's probably better for the teams because they get that out of the way. But, it's usually a little ridiculous on that first night, and then it calms down. They get into their normal routine. So I think the teams are kind of prepared for that. I know talking to some of the Chiefs players, like, yeah, we know tonight's kind of the weird one, and then we settle in and get ready for the week ahead.
But you also have to remember, too, guys, is like they practiced all last week like it was a regular week. So they came down to Florida on Sunday, and I'm not saying they're coming down here and it's a vacation and they're going to enjoy it or anything like that. They practiced yesterday. Everything seemingly went great yesterday in practice, and so they'll be back at it again today. But this is kind of the deal. I mean, football has become such an entertainment business right now, too. It's not just about the game anymore. It's about everything that goes around it. I mean, they had this, you know, opening night in a baseball stadium last night, and they're selling tickets. Fans are buying tickets at $25 a pop to sit in there just to see the players and get kind of an up-close view of everyone that's on both of the teams last night. So they've really turned it into a huge opportunity for the fans, and nothing is run better than an NFL event for fans, for media, for everybody involved. I mean, they think of everything, and so anytime that they can incorporate the fans even more, they're doing that. And last night, there were a ton of Chiefs fans hanging out.
What's the one thing, okay, once you get the silly stuff, but you guys can still be in sort of the silly stuff mode. What's the one thing you saw and you think, oh, wow, that's really cool?
I think for me, seeing the interaction that the players have with each other on each opposite team, like the 49ers and Chiefs kind of hanging out and talking, and like they did a thing in the middle of media day last night where they had the two quarterbacks, they had the two tight ends. I think Ty Matthew and Richard Sherman were all up on stage. And just seeing like the mutual respect that everybody has for each other. Like, you see these guys on Monday, and you know they're going to be playing on Sunday, and it's supposed to be, you know, enemies and things like that. But the true mutual respect that these guys have and appreciation for what each other can do, I think is really, really cool. When you're in a profession and you can recognize that somebody is doing something that's pretty awesome, that's really cool to see. And we saw a lot of that last night.
What do you expect for the day today?
Well, both teams will meet the media again. This one's a little more probably kind of closer to football. They'll do it at each of the team's hotels. And then both teams back on the practice field today as well. And they kind of settle into more of a game routine today on. So it's a little more back to the football stuff and away from the main stuff. You also see the media herd kind of thin out as well. It comes to more of the football aspect of things for the remainder of the week.
So the two professionals like you two stick around.
I wouldn't go that far to use the term professionals.
We're here.
No, the teams are meeting with the media at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and unfortunately, Ellen, we're busy at that time, so we just can't get there.
There is a show to do.
That's exactly right.
Josh Klingler, Bob Fesco from 610 Sports Radio joining us live from Miami.